بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه الأتقياء أما بعد. My respected and honorable elders, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Rizwan Sahib, my brothers and sisters listening at home, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today inshallah we shall be reading from Surah Yasin and finish off the juz. Before I talk about one, two things in regards to Surah Yasin, I want to just to take a few minutes to talk about a verse which we read yesterday and time did not permit me to talk about it. It is a verse which many of us may already have heard, especially in the time of Nikah and the khutbah of Nikah, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually read this verse and a few more verses in the khutbah of nikah, whenever he used to perform the nikah ceremony. First of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, O those who believe, be conscious and mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we be muttaqi? How can we be God conscious? How can we be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? There's many ways. And one of the ways which can help us to become God conscious and mindful of Allah is waqulu qawlan sadida, is to speak upright, to speak the truth. And basically, to put it in a nutshell, my dear brothers, we need to learn to control our tongues. That's what it means. There's a saying in Arabic in regards to the tongue, جِرْمُهُ صَغِيرٌ وَجُرْمُهُ كَبِيرٌ. Its size, very little. The size of our tongue compared to the rest of our body is very, very little. جِرْمُهُ صَغِيرٌ. But جُرْمُهُ كَبِيرٌ. The damage it can do is collateral. Another name for the tongue is WMD. Does anyone know what WMD means? You might have heard it during the time of Saddam Hussein, if you watched the news at that time. Weapon of mass destruction. Another name for the tongue is weapon of mass destruction. Wallahi, the damage it can do is beyond understanding. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I'll mention two quick hadith. In one hadith he says, one of the things which will lead a person towards the hellfire will be a person's private parts and his tongue. Because a person did not know how to use it, or they misused it, or they use it in the wrong place. And in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, if you can promise me two things, I will be your guarantor for Jannah. If you guarantee me two things, I will be your guarantor for Jannah. Look after what is between your thighs and look after what is between your jaws. i.e. look after your tongue, look after your private parts. So this was in regards to a verse which we read yesterday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to look after, to control. And for some people, they actually need to put a leash on their tongue. They need to put a leash on their tongue to control their tongue. They just don't know when to stop, or they just don't realize what they are saying. And then they realize afterwards, but then it's too late. If the bullet comes out of the cannon, and then you say, oh, I'm sorry, but it's too late now. The damage is done. You've killed someone. You know? So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to, you know, that's why our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, he mentioned in the hadith, he who believes in Allah and the last day, they should remain quiet. Sorry, the hadith came to my mind just now. He said, "Man sumata naja." He who stayed quiet, naja. Naja means you have found salvation. You have succeeded, you have found salvation. So it is better that we learn to remain quiet and only speak if what we are going to say will be beneficial, then speak. Otherwise, it is better to remain quiet, inshaAllah. In regards to today, like I said, we shall be reciting Surah Yasin and the surahs after that. As we know, the Prophet ﷺ said that everything has a heart, and the heart of the Quran is Surah Yasin. You know, just imagine, let us ask ourselves, how important is the heart in our body? In reality, every single organ is important in our body, but certain organs are more important than others. Now, for example, if a person didn't have an arm, will he die? No. Or if he didn't have one leg, will he die? No. Although they are important as well. But if a person's heart stops working, what is going to happen? They're going to die. So now we understand how important the heart is. Likewise, the Prophet ﷺ said that everything has a heart, and the heart of the Quran is Surah Yasin. And it was the wish and the tamanna of our Prophet ﷺ that every single person learns Surah Yasin. If we can't learn Surah Yasin, my dear brothers, this is not time for me to mention the virtues, but just to, of course I've mentioned one virtue, and that should be sufficient, that the heart of the Quran is Surah Yasin. So let us make intention that inshallah, every day in the morning, when we wake up, we shall take out 5-10 minutes to read Surah Yasin. Inshallah, loudly inshallah. Inshallah. There's no charge for saying inshallah, okay? There's no charge. I was going to mention a verse in Surah Yasin, but time does not allow me. But tomorrow I shall talk about it. اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون. Tomorrow, inshallah, I shall highlight this verse, because there's another verse in tomorrow's Tarawih juz which are connected. So, inshallah, I shall take tomorrow's opportunity to discuss both verses. In the last 1 minute, my dear brothers, today is the 21st night. We have heard and read time after time the virtue. It could be Laylatul Qadr, we just don't know. Yes, we know it could be the 21st night, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th night. Which night it is, we don't know. We are not going to risk it and say to ourselves, it's probably 27th or 29th, I'll do it then. No, we don't know. Allah could rotate it every single year, Allah could rotate it. And there's a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't tell us which night is Laylatul Qadr. If we actually knew which night it was, we would have just worshipped extra just in that one night. So inshallah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that any good action done in Laylatul Qadr is better, not equivalent, is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months is about 83 years and 3-4 months. So example, if you give £1 today in charity, if you give £1, and today was Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the reward as if you will give £1 for the next 83 years and 3 months. This is how generous and merciful and kind our Allah is. Yes, if we pray 2 rakat nafil salah tonight, and it was Laylatul Qadr, the reward will be as if we pray 2 rakat nafil salah for the next 83 years. So inshallah, our chairman Shabir Bhai, about 10 days ago, he made an appeal that inshallah we would like to try to raise money in the last 10 days so the masjid can relieve itself from the debt it has. So inshallah, let us use these last 10 days to make our intentions, inshallah, to help the masjid financially with your du'as, moral support, physical support, any support you can. And inshallah, if it is Laylatul Qadr, then inshallah, our sadaqah and our generosity will be multiplied and will go a long way, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Please stand shoulder to shoulder and switch off your mobile phones.
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.